Matt Greenwood on KJS Sports Talk. We are now joined by Zachary Durbin. He is a member of the Missouri Valley Viking wrestling team, and actually he's been there for 3 years now, graduated from Seckman back in 2016, and just recently, within the last few months, competed in the NAIA National Championships in wrestling and went 3-2 there. But before we start addressing that sort of thing, Zach, first off, I want to thank you for being on the show and taking time out of your day. And secondly, what's it been like these last 3 years at Missouri Valley for you?
Well, first of all, thank you. The past 3 years, they've been a little bit of a ride, ups and downs, of course, of college, and then along with that, being a student athlete. Kind of a little bit of a story. You go to college, you go off, and you're on your own. So a little different, and you get to make your own choices and don't have anyone watching you. So first couple of years were real rough, just kind of learning how to grow up. And then once I got into the rhythm and just put my head down and decided I was going to do all the right things, it just became easier. And then it's been fun. Coaches are awesome. Teammates are awesome. And it's a second family up there for me.
Mike Mackoltz, I hope I'm saying his name right. He's the head wrestling coach. How has he impacted you, Zach, in these last 3 years?
Oh, yeah, Mike Mackoltz, yeah. The way he's impacted me is almost indescribable. Don't know if you can really put that into words. But he, first of all, cares about all of us. Like, we're his own kids. So, that just makes you want to do things right for him, because you don't want to disappoint your parents. So it's kind of the way it feels. But, he's pushed me to be better than I think I've ever been in my life the past 3 years, and made me a better man overall.
That's an awesome deal. And I know, so obviously you've known him for 3 years now, and Ryan Moyer was your head coach your senior year at Seckman. Have you noticed many similarities, differences between the two? How would you, assess those two personalities?
Oh, man. There's so many similarities. I'm actually lucky, because the way that Moyer kind of coached me and put me through the works my senior year, and then my transitioning to Mackoltz was so close, like, to being identical, that it was, the transition to college sports wasn't hard for me. But, personality-wise, I'd say they're almost exactly the same. They're not going to let you be, lack of better words, be soft or, wimp out whenever you are kind of down on yourself. And that's what this sport needs. You can't be soft on yourself.
I got to know one thing. Does Mackoltz have cauliflower ears like Coach Moyer?
He does not. He actually is super strict when it comes to wearing our headgear. At all times, anytime we're on the mat, we got to have it. If he catches us without it on there, he gets a little upset with us. But so he's all about protecting our ears and make sure we don't grow up and have it in the professional world.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I kind of cringe a little bit every time I see Coach Moyer's ears a little bit. But I'm blessed to have not cauliflower ears. But anyway, moving on. Obviously, the college experience, as you mentioned, is quite different from high school. And Missouri Valley was the place that you chose coming out of high school, out of Seckman. As you sort of developed as a wrestler and gotten to know the people there and the coaching staff there, how would you put into words just sort of how all of this together has impacted your life and improved it in many ways?
It can kind of be summed up in the way that, like, many people in wrestling, wrestlers and coaches, they all say it's the greatest sport, and that's objective or whatever. But if we say that because it makes you a better person, gets you ready for the real world outside of school and outside of doing sports, gets you ready for your professional life. And I think overall, just that transitioning, getting better at the sport, learning how to be more disciplined and every aspect of my life, not just wrestling, because for most part I've been pretty disciplined in wrestling my whole life, but other parts I wasn't so disciplined. And then that transition to college and growing up with the sport and all that, is that's I think the biggest impact on me. Just teaching me how to be a better adult, I would say.
Okay, very well. As many people around, especially the Imperial Arnold area and throughout most of Jefferson County know, Sekman Wrestling is a top-notch program and a very successful one, and a lot of really strong candidates come out and have successful collegiate careers, and obviously you're one of them. I mean, you've been to the NAIA National Championship Tournament all 3 years at Missouri Valley, and so you're kind of used to that winning tradition. You know, going to high school, you set expectations for yourself, and then when you go into college, you set even greater expectations. So for you, what were those going to college, and have you exceeded them, met them, that sort of thing?
Oh, well, so expectation goals, I'm assuming you're meaning the same thing in that regards, but
yeah.
I mean, goals, I obviously I want to be an All-American, and then, well, first of all, I want to be an academic All-American and then a wrestling All-American because school comes first, but I have not reached those goals. School, as I said, you get to make your own choices, and that started out a little rough for me. And wrestling wasn't as rough. I went to the national tournament all 3 years, but just had fallen short. Some little bumps and bruises, getting injured. I mean, I've had surgery since I've been at Missouri Valley, and just some unfortunate events have rolled out that I haven't reached the All-American status for wrestling. I came within one match last year, so heartbreaking, but just makes me more hungry to go back out there and do some more work.
Competing in a state championship, Zach, is one thing. Competing in an NAIA national championship thing, a tournament, I imagine, is another. What's it like to be out there on the mat with the nation kind of looking at you?
I mean, kind of surreal, just because like you grow up watching you know, collegiate wrestling as your little league to high school. That's what you're like, man, that's what I'm striving for. So when you actually put yourself in that position, you're kind of like, you gotta like take in the moment, enjoy it, but then also realize there's a task at hand, and don't get too amped up because you're in such a big stage. But I don't know, you kind of learn how to control that as you're growing up with this sport. But it's kind of, like I said, it's just surreal. It's a surreal moment. Like my first time my freshman year, I think I was shell-shocked. I was kind of like, whoa, like I'm here, wasn't ready for it, you know?
Yeah, I totally get that. Not from an athlete's perspective, because I'm not one, but you know, I've heard enough athletes kind of give that same response there. All right, so now we've kind of come full circle here, Zach, as we're speaking to Zachary Durbin, wrestler for Missouri Valley, graduate of Sekman quite a few years ago, and about to enter his senior year for Missouri Valley. Okay, so your junior season, you participated again in the NAI National Championships in the 133-pound weight division, and you collected three wins and two you had three wins and two losses. I know that you fell in the consolation fourth round to a guy out of Briarcliff University, De'Arian Stokes, but you did pick up a few wins along the way, so I'm sure for you that was a pretty big accomplishment. Kind of take us through your tournament experience as a junior and kind of how you finished there.
Well, I mean, started out just another year there, third year. I'm like, all right, this is kind of in my head. I'm kind of like, this is the year I got to break through that barrier of being an All-American. So, you know, it started out rough. The first match, I went down, I think by 6 or 8 points. I was down by that much going into the third, I believe, and ended up tying the match up, going to overtime, and getting that W. And that was good and all, but I should have never been in that situation. So I kind of had to regather my thoughts and like, all right, that was close. Now refocus and get ready for the next couple matches that you got to do, that I have to wrestle today. And I actually like got hurt in that first match, but didn't realize it. So I was like, man, I was kind of wrestling injured, but, you know, that's part of the national tournament grind. No one's 100%. We've been wrestling for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months, and no, everyone's a little banged up. So couldn't feel sorry for myself. Wrestled next couple matches, the next match I lost. And then after that, I was on the backside, and I'm like, all right, this is where, you know, championships are won, basically. People say that just because it's hard to wrestle through the backside, especially a tournament like that. So I regathered my thoughts, wrestled through, and I don't know, I can be happy with my results, losing in my consolation. Just, I know I gave everything I had, and that's all you can really ask at the end of the day, is know that you gave everything you had and left everything out on the mat.
Yep, completely understand that. All right, Zach, one last thing before we let you go is, again, appreciate you doing this for us. Obviously, those three wins at the NAI National Championship are three pretty big wins that I know you won't forget. But as you get ready for your senior season, what are you doing?
Well, I'm on the mat as much as I can, and I'm in the weight room probably even more than that, just getting bigger, stronger, faster at any time I can. And really, with my wrestling aspect in this summer, just focusing on little things that I need to be tweaked, need to be fixed, or I need to clean some stuff up. And that's just the biggest focus, is focus on those little things that people don't look over sometimes, you know. I've watched film over and over again this summer, trying to pick out those little things where I messed up or could have done something differently.
Okay, very well. And actually, just one last thing, and then I'll let you get out of here. And I know this is sort of throwing this on you a little bit, but obviously Missouri Valley has a really good wrestling program. The team, as you're well aware of, finished 13th in the nation as a whole. So obviously a very good program there. And I just wanted to give you a chance to maybe, I don't know, if Missouri Valley is looking at some kids in this area or some kids are looking at Missouri Valley, just kind of that recruitment speech, you know, that recruitment pitch, you know, why would you suggest that they look into Missouri Valley?
Oh, well, I mean, there's numerous reasons, but one of my biggest reasons, I think, or my favorites about Missouri Valley, why I think kids should come, is like, college sports are, they're a business, and you got to look at it that way. And our coaches look at it that way, but they also realize that we're still kids growing up, we're developing, and they care, in my opinion, and what I've seen throughout the years, is they care just a little bit more personally about you as an individual than most college coaches do, or other schools that I know of and coaches that I've talked to know of. And to me, that's a huge factor, because that's going to make you, like I said earlier, it's going to make you want to succeed more than the average person that's in college, or the average kid that's, you know, just there doing nothing and no one cares about them, and they just kind of get lost in the crowd. So that's that. And then, like I said, we got, like you said, we have a good program, and if you want to compete in college and compete on a good team at a high level and get the best out of your abilities, then Missouri Valley College is the place for you.
All right, very well. Zach, good job. I appreciate you doing that. Again, that's Zachary Durbin, graduate of Sekman a few years back, and just finished up his junior season at Missouri Valley. Excuse me, went 3-2. In the NAIA National Championship, as he joins us here today on KJS Sports Talk.